Good. He hadn't promised, though, a fact that I had not missed. The panic was only barely contained. I had no strength left to control the anger. You told me how you stopped. Now I want to know why, I demanded. Why? He repeated warily. Why you did it? Why didn't you just let the venom spread? By now I would be just like you. Edward's eyes seemed to turn flat black, and I remembered that this was something he had never intended me to know. Alice must have been preoccupied by the things she'd learned about herself, or she'd been very careful with her thoughts around him. Clearly, he'd had no idea that she'd filled me in on the mechanics of vampire conversions. He was surprised and infuriated. His nostrils flared. His mouth looked as if it was chiseled from stone. He wasn't going to answer. That much was clear. I'll be the first to admit that I have no experience with relationships, I said. But it just seems logical. A man and woman have to be somewhat equal. As in, one of them can't always be swooping in and saving the other one. They have to save each other equally